To be or not to be, that is the question. Question? I thought it's supposed to be question. Hi, James from England. This is a lesson on pronunciation. I have many students, especially from the Asian region, they'll say things like, question teacher, what is the question? And I don't blame them because they see the QU and they think it's a K sound because in other parts of the word, QU is K sound. But at the beginning of the word, it's different. Now, today I'm going to help you with learning how to pronounce it, but I'm going to tell you why. So you're going to get some history, and once you, and this is why I give history to make it memorable, because once you understand something and you can remember it, you can use it. Cool? Let's go to the board. So Mr. E was saying, is it a question or a question? And I have a qua sound. Okay? Or why does the Q sound like qua? Why do we have the qua? Right? Queen, quake, quail, all qua, obviously, right? Well, English today is not a phonetic language. It's not. All you have to ask yourself, do you live on a farm or do you go to the pharmacist and spell it and you'll go, that's kind of crazy. And it is. There are two main reasons for this, and I'm going to give you a little bit of English history. So let's go to the Book of English. Many pages, all blank. Okay, so history, because I want to give you a little bit of history. Now, English is actually made up of four language groups. Basically, the first group of English, which is, and the reason why I'm looking here, because I actually have the percentages, okay? The first group of English, we were really German. It was a Germanic language, hence Anglo-Saxon, okay? And that accounts for about 30% of our language. You know that? Oh, sorry, 26% of the language is actually German because the first people were German speaking. Now, there was a place, time called the Dark Ages where knowledge was lost and people, you know, they didn't communicate because Rome had fallen. Remember, Rome, by the way, was Latin. That's another part of our language. And it was kept by the religious people, right? They had all the knowledge and they would spread it when you went to school, they would teach people. So Latin became the technical language or the scientific language, the language of ideas, right? And the German was the language spoken by the common people. Well, a kind of German, it's different from German that we speak, or German spoken today. Now, Greek is because Greek and, you know, Greek and Latin languages, they are actually kind of close from way back. There was a time there was an exchange. So we have a little bit of Greek, okay? In fact, that's where our alphabet comes from. A, B, C, as easy as alpha, beta, kappa, delta, epsilon, A, B, C, D, E. There you go. Greek influence on our alphabet. I'm giving you all of this for a reason that you will understand that why certain sounds which seem crazy make sense. And it's going to be the Latin and Greek connection. And the final part is we have the French come in. So why am I telling you this? I told you there are two reasons. Number one, if you have four languages coming together, no, you can't have rules, like hard rules, because the languages have different rules. Okay? Second of all, it's going to explain to you why this weird sound comes up in the first place. Right? It's the part of, you know, the Greek and the Latin rules together, they created this Q sound in our language. The second reason, the second main reason English isn't phonetic, simple. It was until people wrote it down. Ba-dum-bum, psh. What? When we say a language is phonetic, we say basically what's written, how you write it is how you say it. Well, before English was what we call codified. When people used to spell things like cow, they would spell it like this. Cow! And it was okay, because only Johnny in Johnny's town wrote it this way. But unfortunately, people moved to different places and they went, well, I like this. This is a cow. And guys like Webster's and Oxford, they decided to make, well, we say codify the language and said, okay, this is the official spelling of these words. So a lot of sounds that we used to make got taken out of the language, a lot of spellings. So a lot of the ones that would be more phonetic were taken out for ones that people said, we all agree these are the words. Hence why English isn't always phonetic. Because when you borrow from Greek, German, and Latin, in those languages, it would have been phonetic. But when you put it in our languages, you're like, this is strange. Cool? Quick recap. The two reasons our language isn't phonetic. One, it's made up of four languages, and all the rules don't come together. And because English spread across the world, different places had different ways of saying it, some phonetic, some not phonetic. But when they made the English into one language and said, this is the official language, they got rid of some of the phonetic spellings. So we have this kind of funny language, which is like a pizza. It's got everything on it, but it all comes from different places. Cool? All right. We've talked about that. Now we've got to talk about the queue itself, right? We've done the history. Time to do the lesson. Well, gave you the percentages, you know, like German was 26%. Latin, Greek, actually, is funny. Even though it's old, it's still like 13%. Crazy. And then there's Latin's like 26% and blah, blah, blah. But let's go to, as I told you about the connection between the Greek and the Latin, let's go to the board and take a look at that. The Q in English is a digraph. Digraph. Di means twice or two in English. Graph, you know, you think of a graph that you put numbers on, showing a change, right? It's not quite the same. In this case, graph means a symbol representing a sound. And the QU represents a sound. That sound is qua, qua. And I know you're going, well, why qua? If you go back to the history, I told you how there was Greek and then the Latin people came and blah, blah, blah. Well, the Latin people took the Greek kappa, right? That's alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, and kappa. They took the kappa sound, from the Greek alphabet, and they were using it. But what they found was there's a lot of cases where the kappa was followed by a vowel. QU, or qua, was used to represent there's a vowel coming behind, and you must round your mouth. Qua, look at my mouth. Qua, right? That is why they put the QU together to tell you this is a qua coming, right? So C then became C, which became just K, a K sound, which is a harder sound, or a S. But they kept this Q, to let us know that these words have this funny sound, the qua, right? So look, it let the speaker know that to round your lips, round them, whoa, to make the next vowel sound. And you hear in English all the time, the rounded vowel sound, and you're probably wondering what the hell they mean. They mean this.
Make it round.
That's it. Make your mouth round. Cool. Right? And that's why 90% of the time when you hear qua or q, there's always qua. Queen, quality, queer, query, quail, quake, right? Quagmire. Don't ask. Okay? But there are exceptions, and some of the exceptions, when I explain them to you, you go,
well, that just makes sense,
right? Number one, in England, they like to queue. They will line up for hours in the queue. The word queue means to get in a line because you're going to proceed somewhere else. This can be for vehicles, the cars queued up, or for people, queue up to go to the doctor's office. You line up because you're going to move forward, right? So in England, they talk about the queue. Remember I talked about the French origin? The French were there? I think I forgot. And the French came over into England, actually the Normans, came into England after a while. They took over and they put a French king on the English throne. So they put a French man and said, you are now the king of England.
And he started to add all sorts of French words to the language.
One of the things the English picked up was the word queue. Queue means tail. I don't know if you can see my tail. I got a tail. I'm not human. Okay. Well, a tail is what follows behind. I know, you're smart. You're already going,
a queue is a line, one person after the other. It follows behind.
Precisely. So the English took that queue, the French queue, and made it queue for line. Get in line, follow behind. You like that? So you notice this word is a queue, not a qua, because it's French in origin. What about, oh God. Modern 20th century people are so, you know, environmentally with it and health conscious, man, that they like quinoa, quinoa. It's not quinoa, I can't even say it with a qua. Okay, it's called quinoa. This is because it's from a Spanish-speaking country. What? Well, Spanish is a Latin-based language. Told you, son, the history was necessary. And it comes from Bolivia. So we get quinoa from Bolivia, which is a Spanish-speaking country, which is Latin-based. Dun, 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 the history makes sense. And finally, here's my favorite one. In a place called Toronto, which is in Canada, they have a very famous area called Queen's Quay. Every Canadian now going, what the heck is he talking about? They don't, because they call it Queen's Quay. It's Old English, which is more Germanic based. The quay, this, is a K sound, not a qua sound. Otherwise, it would be quay, Queen's Quay, which I thought it was for many years, and got embarrassed and had to learn it as a man, okay? So it's Queen's Quay. This is based on Old English, or the Germanic type. So we have the Germanic, we have the Latin, and we have the French, all influencing our languages. And funny enough, because we keep them close to the original, that's why they're exceptions. By the way, a Queen's Quay, you think quay, why? It's a building or a structure by a river or a lake where people can get off of their boats to go on land, or we put things in to put, you know, people or merchandise, things onto boats to leave. That's why this Queen's Quay is by a river, okay? So you'll always hear about a quay, something, the London Quay is where people take off their things or put them on. We say unload, or, you know, load or unload, you know, fancy words for take off and put on, right? Quinoa. If you're like, you know, socially like with it, man, you're probably eating quinoa instead of oatmeal or rice because you're... And the queue. You queue up at the doctor's office and you queue up to pay your taxes. You queue up for many things. Never anything good, really. Okay. So this is why the qu sound is in English. I hope that's answered all your questions. No questions anymore, okay? When you come and see me, I don't want to hear any questions, teacher. Your questions. If you have any more questions, you know where to go. First, you want to do the quiz, right? And you're going to have to go to W. Oh, before I forget, I'm going to take my magical break. I forgot something. You ready? Okay, so let's have some fun with the QU or qu sound. Now, you already know, but I'm sure you don't know. Oops, joining that there. Query, quarrel, quench, quake, quaint. What do those words mean? Well, a query is a question or a line of questioning. A query can be a noun. Querying is queried, or it was queried, is a form of a question, to form a question. I have a query. Think of theory, rhyming slightly, but not quite the same. Right? So, query, a question. What about quarrel? Quarrel is a verbal argument. Did you quarrel with him? But the funny thing about quarrel, it's not just argument, it's usually with people who are friends. Right? If people have been friends or, you know, have a good relationship and they're having a quarrel, using that word tells me that they are friends and they're not agreeing on something. Versus he's arguing with him, there's no relationship. But a quarrel is usually between people who know each other. Okay? What about quench? Quench. Quench is like a wench. No, it's not at all. Quench. When you're thirsty and you need to drink, like this water, for instance, I need to drink. Natural spring water. It quenches my thirst. That means I am no longer needing water, or I don't need water. Quench. What about quaint? Quaint. Well, the first thing you should do on quaint is, because it's unusually attractive, and I'm sure you found this word very attractive because it's not correct. It's A-I, like paint, quaint, okay? Quaint means unusually attractive or old-fashioned, like my vest and tie. This is old-fashioned. Nobody wears this anymore. Heck, I even have a hanky. That's how quaint I am. Your grandfather has these. Ask what it is, boys and girls. You probably don't know, all right? So remember, query is to ask a question. I have a query. That means question. Fancy $10 word you can use to impress your other English, you know, students or people studying with you. That's, I have a query about that. You don't have a question? Yes, son, but it's a $10 word. Quarrel. You can quarrel with your friends, right? Quench. I need to drink something. Definitely not this. I'm going to, I feel better. My thirst is quenched. By the way, you can use quench for knowledge. Right? Quench my thirst. I have a thirst for knowledge. I need to quench it. So I read books and I study. I learn English with Ingvid because I want to quench my knowledge. I'll quench my thirst for knowledge. Quake. All right? Quake. Shake. Shaking and stirring. Right? Shake. Yeah, shake, 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 shake it, shake it, baby, shake, shake. Yeah, I can dance. Okay, quake, right? That's what follows earthquake. The earth moves, quake. And as I said, quaint, old-fashioned or unusually attractive. It's quaint. Well, anyway, I hope you liked the lesson. I think it was a little more than quaint. I think it helped you quench some of that thirst you have to learn English. There will be no quarreling on this, but you may have queries. And you know where you go to get your queries satisfied? Well, I'll show you, sir. You're going to go to www, see the W, ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com. Don't forget to subscribe, right? Join us, me and all the cool people I teach with, or friendly people, and learn more English. Looking forward to seeing you. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. Mount Mystery, got any more questions? Or questions? I hope not. Take care.